Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A man in Michigan was in court on a minor trespassing charge. He was hit with 558 days for contempt of court just because of his foul mouth. He told the judge to kiss my butt, followed by a few F-bombs. So this is 18 seconds of what got him 588 days.
It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant. As long as I don't return, you can kiss my ass.
I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in, that's contempt. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's 693s consecutive.
Wow.
Wow. 693, so I'm guessing that comes out to 558.
I'm going to go by him, yeah, as a judge.
I said 588, but it's 558. Bad math.
Okay.
558.
Right, all because you couldn't keep your mouth shut.
Right.
After the first 93, I'm like, I'll vent in the cell.
It's basically like you're saying the F word, but you're going to get 93 days. It's like, it better be worth it, right? If you want to, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
This is like having an argument with a spouse. Did you really win? Did you win? Was it worth it? Was it worth opening your mouth?
The collateral damage. Look what's happened. Did you ever really win?
No. I still suffer with that.
Yeah.
Do I keep my mouth shut right now and the rest of the weekend is nice? Or do I say something?
Don't.
And blow up this night and potentially the rest of the weekend?
Keep it to yourself.
I say keep it to yourself. I say just have a beer.
Is that supposed to be Jennifer? I don't know.
No, it's just me.
No, it's just a random.
Yeah.
No,
we're just, general.
Random.
Yeah,
no, this is all fake radio stuff.
Fake radio stuff.
Yeah, none of this is real.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm not a real person.
Right.
Yeah. AJ's actually AI. It's true.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. We changed the letter from I to J.
Right. What does I stand for? Idiot.
Yes. Another idiot.
It's not intelligence,
right?
No, you ever do that? You know what it is, though.
Yeah.
You women, you have to get the
Ruth's faith out. Like what?
You have to get the last word.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yes, you do.
Yep.
You have to get the last word.
Like the time she yelled,
I'm not turning her mic on.
Like the time.
Oh my God! Let me tell you something. If I could do this at my house, not turn Jennifer's mic on, life would be pleasant.
I'm sure Jennifer feels the same way about turning your mic off.
Oh,
as well.
Oh my God! If she could turn my mic off, it would be zipping, pal.
You always have to have the last word, like when they yell, "Look out!"
No, but they have to get the last word. Now, if you would have just let it just
die,
got to walk away. Go, what?
You do that too. You do. Men make comments too. What are we talking about? Men do just the same. Oh, that guy was so rude.
Amanda's a social worker. She uses like professional therapist tricks against me.
Jedi mind tricks.
How do we get to talk about this? This is not even how we started.
Right.
How do we get here?
Yeah.
Jedi mind tricks. We know what we're doing.
You're being aggressive. You're being aggressive. You hold it back.
Let's explore that. No.
Oh.
No. I'm upset. I'm telling you why I'm upset. You listen. That's what your job is right now.
Right. Listen.
There's no exploration happening.
I'm no explorer.
Yeah, but then if you...
I'll apologize in 7 minutes like an adult. Let me be mad and then just ignore me and then I'll apologize and we'll be better.
Oh, you have to videotape these.
Oh, my God. If this was a woman in front of her husband, the judge, she would have got it 90,000 years.
Death sentence.
It would still be going on now.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would it?
The old one. Old one.
Me
old
and,
one
me and Ruth are just like...
The estrogen level's going nuts over here.
Fine.
Right. Yep, the one word answer is fine. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just okay, period.
Fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Good. Fine.
Yep. How'd you start again?
All right. I'll turn Ruth's mic on.
Uh-oh.
Please contribute.
Yes.
Last word.
Last word.
Oh.
Yeah, we said the last word. She just said last word.
All right. Wow. Get the last word.
That was to me. That was good.
That was worth turning the mic on.
It was.
Do you know who Carly Pearce is? Country artist?
Yes.
You know who she is?
Yep. Can't think of a song, but I've heard of her before. She's been in the news a lot lately.
Huh. Have you heard of her, Ayesha?
No.
I didn't hear of her until this happened. But I guess Friday, she was saying something on stage. She was like... you know, I want to tell you about myself. And then this guy yells out, nobody cares.
What a douche.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, this is her show.
It's her show.
Yeah.
Don't be an ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she took care of it.
Somebody get him out of here. I do not want him at my show. Get out of my show. If you're going to be an asshole, then you're going to have to say it to me and get out of my show. I do not have time for...
Nice.
Dicks.
Nice.
And the guy was doing the walk of shame, you know?
Yep.
A cell phone panned over to him.
I don't care if it's to me. I don't care if it's to somebody sitting next to you. I don't care if it's on the internet. I don't care if it's texting. Words hurt. That hurt me. That was not nice.
Well, she called him an asshole, guys- so.
Right. Yeah, but he knew that when he walked in.
Oh, all right. So if you already know you're an asshole and you're called an asshole, right. then it's okay.
He's just verifying it. Yeah, you're an asshole. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Nowadays, everybody thinks they can just talk and say what they want. And it's right. like, no, no, you
so
don't.
So you support her kicking him out?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in the middle of doing something. It's like being on stage doing comedy, and someone's like, oh, you suck. You know what? Get out of here. Go find your happiness. Get out of here.
Right.
The opposite just happened to one of the Red Sox players. He was getting heckled from the crowd, and he was caught on camera, like, responding, and he said a homophobic slur, and they suspended him for 2 days. They didn't kick out the heckler. He was just, like, saying something, like, from the dugout, and they happened to have the camera on him at the time. Yeah. Everybody was like, well, we know what you said.
Bad timing.
And they suspended the player.
Yikes.
Bad timing.
Yeah, but they're used to heckling. He shouldn't have said something back.
Baseball players?
Yeah.
That's a lot of players have said that. It's like, look, it's part of the game. You got to deal with it. Best thing to do is just smile and wave. But, look, people get frustrated.
Yeah.
I agree with AJ. This is what happens. Yeah. Like, one day you're just going to find someone on the wrong day, and this is what happens.
Yep.
What about you, Ayesha? Do you support this guy getting kicked out?
Kind of, but I also, like, I don't know, he paid money to be there. And so, like, maybe he had a drink or he was, like, excited for the next song and, you know, it was like, come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get that kind of, yeah, it was rude, but I'm like, he paid to be there. He drove, spent all this money, probably paid for all these beers, and then now you're kicking him out and he probably won't get his money back. He's feeling the shame. I don't know. I feel...
Oh, he's definitely getting his money back.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you get your money back if the artist says,
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, you get escorted to your car.
Yeah.
And I'm sure on the way out, he was like, oh, I was just joking around. I didn't mean it. It's like AJ gets this on his Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
People say something, he gets upset, and he's like, hey, screw you, dick, or whatever. And then they're like, oh, I'm just joking. I'm going to listen to you every day. Yeah. And it's like, then don't start there.
Yeah.
Don't start with a position of hate. Don't start with a position of trying to antagonize me, because now I'm mad, and now I feel like I have to apologize to you. That's rude.
I need to know more about this. I need to know if between every song she was doing, you know, five minutes setup.
Right. Well, that's every Springsteen song.
Yeah.
I tell you a goddamn
story.
Trust
me, a lot of times I've been at a Springsteen show, and I want to yell, no one cares.
This is why his show is
Thunder
so long.
Thunder Road. Born to run.
Let me guess. You and your dad in the car again.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Pearl Jam, another one. You know, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't hate this.
20 minutes.
Right, yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah. Because you pay to see the song. You pay to hear him sing.
Yeah.
So I get it.
All right, so she throws this guy out.
Do not say mean things to people just to be mean. Don't think that there are consequences for it.
I mean, she did call him out.
It is not right.
Yeah, she called him an asshole.
Yeah, she was mean to him, too.
Right, you can't say don't. Because all he said was, nobody cares.
And she was just like,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep.
She popped.
But she pays for security.
Again, women have to have the last word.
She pays for security. Oh, boy.
Am I right?
Don't you dare.
Hey, guys, am I right? Hey, am I right?
Come on. Testosterone versus estrogen. Let's go. Let's go.
It's just us. Just wink at the radio right now. You don't have to say it out loud. Am I right?
If she's with it, just look forward.
All right. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
If you've ever been thrown out of a concert, call in, share your story. We'll put you in the running for a very special stripped-down performance with Papa Roach.
Yep.
At Little Pub in Fairfield on August 28th. You can only get in if you win tickets. New Haven Coliseum.
Right.
This is back when you could kind of rush the stage at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And it was Aerosmith concert.
Oh.
And we ran down there early. We're like, we're getting down into the front row. And Aerosmith was so on drugs that they just cranked the sound so loud that it was just distorted.
The force field.
It was just, you won't know how bad the band is if we make it distorted.
Right.
And so we're walking down past the speakers and making our way to the front row. And this man, the size of the Hulk.
Oh, big man.
Steps in front of us and he's pointing in the opposite direction. And I couldn't hear a word of what he was saying because of the sound.
Right.
But I knew he wanted me to exit that area.
Right. He was saying.
And I knew it was important to my health.
Right.
And well-being to leave.
And you're hearing. You're saying you guys should go over there because it was really loud over here.
Yeah, he must be. He was probably saying, very nice to see you, gentlemen.
You're gonna
please go back to where you came from.
For the sake of your hearing, you should return to your seat.
He was looking out for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Call in if you were ever kicked out of a show. We're going to give you a second chance.
Yes.
We're going to send you to the Chaz and AJ Stripped Papa Roach concert.
Ooh.
It's happening August 28th. A very special performance from Jacoby Shaddix and Jerry Horton of Papa Roach with a private acoustic show.
Yeah.
Everyone on gets in the running for those tickets. We're going to give away probably two pair in this segment. So,
nice.
203-882-9757. Mark in Milford.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. So go back to about 1987, Hartford Civic Center.
I asked you, how old were you in 1987?
I was not born yet.
Oh, well.
Negative two.
Negative
I was about 27.
Wow.
You weren't even thought of yet.
Yeah, no.
Wow. My car's older than her.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
So I went with my my ex-wife, who at the time was either my girlfriend or my fiance. She was 10 years younger, so she was 17. And we had third row seats. I had always brought a date to the show so I can sneak in my camera. With a 35 millimeter lens, you know, a big one.
Oh.
And I never had a problem. This show here, somewhere between the sets, and I don't know his name, but the lead guitarist, who I believe also sang.
Which band?
Boston.
Oh.
Oh. Tom Schultz, but he didn't sing.
Okay. Well, I remember it was the lead guitarist. He was to the left of the stage.
Tall, thin guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So he waves on security, and he points right at me. I mean, like eye contact.
Right.
Remember,
back.
I'm only the third row on the floor, so I kind of knew what was coming.
But you saw the lens.
Well, I took the film out quickly.
Right.
Luckily, about three seats down from me was a buddy, a friend of a friend that I knew. So I gave the film to him.
Wow.
It's a microfilm. Here.
Yep. So these
are big,
two guys come out. They escort me and my ex-wife out of the seating area into the back and separated us.
Oh.
Oh,
point, counterpoint.
Man. Like you're doing some kind of big drug
smoke. I know.
It's a camera.
It's a camera.
Oh, my God.
Fire for your techies to pitch us.
Yeah. Did you say this was 1987?
Somewhere between 86
Hartford,
and 87.
Hartford Civic?
Civic Center.
Okay, I was at that show.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Right. Get the free camera.
I was in the skybox with a bunch of listeners.
You get the free camera that time.
Yeah.
It was a great show up until that point. So
for you. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
So as you had said earlier, the security guys back then were a different breed than they are now.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, nobody heard that.
You know, black leather vest, the whole whatever. Right. So they were looking for the film, and they said, I don't have it. I said, I just brought the camera for the photo lens so I could, you know, look close, like binoculars.
Yeah,
and all
third row. You need binoculars.
Good move. Good move.
Yeah. So they patted me down.
I'm going to wrap this story up because we got a bunch of calls here. So, but you get kicked out.
Ultimately, they held us to the very end. They let us out separately. No cell phones. It took us 45 minutes to find each other on the street.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Good story.
Yeah.
Right.
Marco.
Wow.
Polo.
I did get a killer picture of him, though.
Nice.
Close up.
Oh, really? Do you still have it?
Oh, yep.
Awesome.
You got to send it to us so we can post it. Yeah. Maybe he'll see it and it'll annoy the crap out of him.
Way too much effort for that one picture not to share it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, man.
Well, after that, I just kind of like, just like, I hate this guy. I'm not even going to, I didn't even put him in my portfolio of concert pictures on my
wall.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you.
Anyway, that's my story.
All right, Mark, you're in the running. Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Catherine in Westport, how are you kicked out of a show?
Good morning. So San Diego State, probably 1982, 83, the amphitheater, Elvis Costello was playing. And I was down in the front row, and I had snuck in one of those disposable cameras that you're not supposed to, you weren't supposed to use. So I was taking pictures and kind of trying to hide it. Security guard saw me. So he comes over to me to my aisle, motions me out, and I'm way close to the bottom of the stage. And there's probably, I would say, a couple hundred steps to the top of the area to get to leave the stadium, the amphitheater. So he motions over to me. He's like, you got to get out of here with that camera. And I'm like, okay. So I leave, and I run up the stairs. Like, I literally run up the stairs, all the stairs to the top. And he's huffing and puffing and trying to find catch up to me. And I, when we get to the top, I'm like, here you go. Here's the camera. So that's my story.
Nice. So you gave him the camera, and he got kicked out.
Yes.
Wow. Both. And he probably passed away.
All right.
Huffing and puffing.
And I made him run up a bunch of flight of stairs, but I kind of felt bad about that afterwards.
Yeah.
He was fine.
That's fine. He was kicking out. What are you doing?
All right, Catherine.
But it was a great show.
Good. Thank well, you can bring your cell phone to this Papa Roach thing if you want tickets.
Yes, and there's no stairs.
That's the cool thing, though. They're so over it, you know?
Oh, yeah, right?
They're just over it. They're like, there's no way to control this.
Exactly.
Now.
It's limited.
Recordings.
Yeah.
Different photos. Story.
Yep.
I went to a Grateful Dead concert, and in the, you know, among the first couple of rows, somebody, in, first of all, the whole floor was set up with recording gear. You could see they have microphones, but the one that caught my attention was somebody walked in with crutches, used the crutches for mic stands, left and right microphones, so they were getting a stereo recording. They were on the floor, probably three rows back, dead center. I'm like, that's the recording that you want to get.
Yep.
That guy's got it down.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Use crutches as mic stands. Unbelievable.
Innovative.
And the band definitely saw it. And they're like, yeah, good for you, man.
He's having a good time. Right?
Ant in Brantford.
I got a question for you about the girl that got that kicked the guy out. If the venue that they're in has been publicly funded and it's a public building, don't you have freedom of speech?
I couldn't tell you.
You know, you make a good point, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into defending that guy. Even though, well, I thought
anyway,
what he said was funny. No one cares. It's like, how many times have you been at a concert and they go into this long thing and you're like, just play a song.
I just think it.
I used to work at the Coliseum. I've never gotten thrown out, but I've thrown several people out when I worked here for numerous, you know.
Offenses?
Things. Oh,
People throwing up.
Well, I'm going to throw you off the show. In honor of all the people who are thrown out by you.
Right.
We're going to still put you in the running,
yes.
But I had to do that for the comedy.
Because you're probably bigger than that.
That's right. Now I don't know if I want him to win.
Oh, he's now scaling the building.
I might get thrown out of Papa Roach.
There you go.
Physically.
Right. AJ.
What?
The other one.
Hey.
So I actually got kicked out of a Papa Roach show.
Nice.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, try again.
I'm giving you tickets.
I was like, he has to.
I'm giving you tickets.
Just want to see what happens.
That would be great. Yes, it was. I was with Breaking Benjamin and Papa Roach, and there was this couple in front of me, and I don't know, it's just some fight escalated, and then, like, you know, like punches were being thrown. I'm the guy trying to break it up, and all of a sudden, like, security comes up and, like, everybody right here out. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything. I had to get let, like, I got left out. My girlfriend was still at the show, so I had to sit outside the entrance for like an hour and wait for her to enjoy the show and just wait for it to be over. So.
That's a sad time right now.
That was nice.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time.
No.
It wasn't a good time.
Okay, so not only am I getting you tickets, but I'm going to put you right up front, and then I'm going to tell those guys when I talk to them before they go out on stage that you're standing there waiting to see the show.
Right.
That you got because you got thrown out. And I tell Jacoby and Jerry.
And no fights.
And I say, AJ, AJ, that AJ
right.
is in the front row. He was kicked out.
What year was this?
This was, I think it was 2019 or it was.
All right, so you've been waiting over 5 years for this show. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh. All right, man. You're going.
Yep.
Nice job.
Hell yeah.
I love you guys.
Tracy and Shelton.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. I love your show. Been listening forever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my story is I was 17 years old. I remember that much. And my first concert, New Haven Coliseum, Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow, what a great first concert.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was when Jake E. Lee was the guitar player.
Yeah.
And my cousin and I went, and we were, you know, finding our seats, and Jake came out. He waved to us, whatever. And a rather large girl told me to get the F out of her way.
Okay.
Because she couldn't see. And I turned around. I turned around and I told her to go, you know what, herself.
Blank yourself, yes, oh. yes.
And she pushed me. And I went down probably two or three rows.
Oh.
And I...
Better seats.
When I got
you did get closer.
Strong push.
Thank you.
You got to look at the positive side of this.
Thank you. Thank you, large lady.
And when I got up, I looked back up at my seats, and my cousin was beating the living crap out of her.
Wow.
And both of us got thrown out, and we never got to see the concert.
Wow.
Oh.
But Jake Lee waved tears. That's cool.
Yeah. That was the highlight of it. But
right.
Yeah, we got thrown out. The girl that pushed me did not, because obviously they didn't see that.
Right.
That's it. That's my story.
And I'm sorry, how many songs into the concert?
None.
Oh, it didn't even start yet.
Oh,
wow. Right, it didn't start yet.
Wow.
So we got kicked out, and we took a bus there. And
so that wasn't your first concert?
Oh, no, it was my first concert.
No, it wasn't. You never saw Ozzy.
Oh, you were there, just never got to see him.
That doesn't count as a first concert.
Yes.
First concert you paid for.
Right.
Yeah.
What turned out to be your first concert?
Iron Maiden.
Nice.
That's a good follow-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the New Haven Coliseum?
I can't remember, but probably.
Oh.
What year?
Well, the Ozzy concert. I was 17 when I went trying to see Ozzy.
Jake Lee was a guitarist, so.
All right.
Yeah. So,
all right,
yeah,
I'm sorry
Iron
I asked.
Maiden.
No, the reason why I asked is because I went to an Iron Maiden concert with this stupid fluorescent, like, light green shirt on from the 80s.
Right.
And everyone was looking at me like, are you a narc?
Right.
And I remember getting it, you know, like, my date got in the car, and she's like, that's what you're wearing?
You didn't want to
and, like,
that.
So I was self-conscious all yes. the whole night, and right. people were looking at me. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm an idiot.
Right. When the band was using it as a focal point, everyone looked towards the guy with the neon green
shirt. Yeah, no, I thought maybe you'd remember, like, seeing some moron walking around with, like, a lime green fluorescent shirt on.
And your defense, Chad, I don't think neon was a thing then.
That's not really in my defense.
That's not really helping.
That's, well,
that actually makes it sound a little worse.
The glow sticks were.
All right, Tracy, you're in the running. Thank you.
I don't know why she only insulted you.
I agree with her. It was never a thing at an Iron Maiden show to wear those colors.
But you easily find.
Owen in Torrington.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Radio. What's
yeah,
up?
Get to it.
Hey.
Get to it.
I never done one of these before. I listened to you guys.
I saw it coming.
Oops.
He was just saying I listened to you too. Like
he
that.
Was, but he was
if
excited.
If I could have stopped my finger when I heard, right. I listened to you guys. He was going to say
he
all
loves,
the time,
right?
For every
you.
Morning.
I love you guys.
He
all
loves
the time.
You guys.
Right.
I feel bad.
That's, sorry, man.
He's probably wearing a neon green shirt.
Love you.
You can't
sorry.
Just screw around. Right. You know, you got to kind of get
excited.
To it.
Right.
Billy, don't tempt fate.
Billy and Seymour.
Hello.
Billy.
Billy, I'm just going to take myself out. I heard what happened to the last guy.
By the way, Owen's in the running for the tickets.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Owen.
He did make it on the air.
He did.
Phil and Trumbull.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey. I've been kicked out of a few shows in my life. The one that's always funniest to me, though, is I got kicked out of a Snoop Dogg show for smoking weed.
That's unbelievable.
It's impressive, actually.
Would you outsmoke the act?
Wow.
Years ago, before it was legal anywhere, really. And what's messed up? Like, I had to go to the bathroom mid-show. I had a half a joint in my pocket.
Right.
I sparked it up in the bathroom. Security grabbed me. I'm like, this dude is literally smoking weed on stage right now.
Yeah,
right.
That's ironic.
That one's always been a good laugh for me.
Sounds funny.
That's great. All right, man. You're in the running. Great call. Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.